Praise the Lord. Welcome into another broadcast of Hosanna Shout. Brother Chuck Everhart, got some family here. We want to just praise the Lord together, worship the Lord, and read the Holy Word of God and see what the Holy Ghost will give us today. Can you say amen out there? Praise
amen.
God. Hosanna Shout. It's like when the folks met Jesus in this triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and they cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna. It means God save us now. How about you today? Are you saved? Are you set free? Are you sanctified, cleansed and purged and made whole by the blood of the Lamb? Jesus Christ, if you are, you know you are. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Oh, just always seek the ways of the Lord, the ways of the Master. Well, welcome into Hosanna Shout. We want to share a little bit today. Out of the book of Acts, chapter 19, just for a little bit. We're going to open in prayer here in just a little bit, but we'll read this scripture first. Acts chapter 19. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 19. We hope and trust everything's been well with you. Anybody that's listening to this, it might be years after it's recorded, but I just trust somebody will be blessed. Somebody will be healed.
Yes.
Somebody will be saved. Hallelujah. Somebody will be filled, baptized in the precious Holy Ghost
Amen.
Of God. Somebody will be reclaimed as a backslider, coming back to the Master. There's nothing like coming back as coming to the Master.
Amen.
And if you've turned away like Brother Peter did, he denied the Lord three times, but he went out and wept bitterly. Have you ever had to do that, my friend? Oh, have you ever turned away from the Master just one time? Oh, and wept bitterly. You know, when you turn back to him, he's there with open arms. Praise God. We just trust this broadcast in some small measure will be a blessing to you, to the old and young alike, to the little children, the little toddlers. May they feel the Spirit of God touching their little hearts.
Amen.
And the old folks that may be near the deathbed, oh, don't give up, my friend. Don't give up, but call on Jesus. He is here today to help you. Can you say amen?
Yes,
praise
amen.
God. I feel the sweet Spirit of God in this little tabernacle of praise today. We're in this little tabernacle of praise to honor and bless our Savior. Oh, do you know him today? If you don't know him, just call out even now. Oh, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sinful ways. Jesus, I confess my sins before you today. Lord Jesus, will you save me today? Will you set me free? Will you wash me in your precious atoning blood? Will you come in and take up residence? Make your abode in this old tabernacle of clay. Even this hour, save me and set me free. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, Jesus, I accept you now and forever. If you pray that or something similar to that and mean it in your heart, you will be saved. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You're a child of the living God. We don't serve a dead God. We serve the living Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 19. Father, have your way today, and we're going to ask Miss Lori here, Sister Lori, to read a little bit here in Acts chapter 19. Amen. This is in Ephesus, and Paul has been witnessing the folks and some of his helpers, or you might say disciples, not as Jesus had them, but followers and helpers, fellow helpers in the gospel, and been witnessing. And as a matter of fact, Paul had been in Ephesus 2 years, witnessing to many. And you know, the Holy Spirit had been moving, touching hearts and drawing folks to Christ. And many would be saved, you see. But let's just read 18 through 20 at this time.
And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.
Amen. Would you pray for us today?
Lord, we thank you for this word.
Yes,
we thank
Jesus.
You for this time together
we
in your word,
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Holy Spirit, fill us today.
Hide us behind
fill
the
this
cross,
room. Fill
Lord.
This our hearts, Lord.
Yes, out welcome, Holy
And help
Spirit.
This word go out and touch somebody that needs it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Oh, I hope he's welcome in your house. I hope he's welcome in your tabernacle, your old fleshly tabernacle. Just invite him in, and he'll come in and be with you today. And day by day, he'll change your way of living. Praise God. Just like he did these Ephesians. Amen. You know, the Ephesians were living a different way here, let's say. They had brought these after mighty miracles wrought by the Holy Spirit through the servant of God, Brother Paul. He had been Saul, and he got saved on the road to Damascus. God knocked him down to raise him up. Can you say amen? And he was born again, and he was called to be the apostle to the Gentiles. And he was here in the part of Asia here of Ephesus. And this city it had earned a reputation as the magic capital of the world. you ever hear of Orlando down south here? Yes, that's a little different than it used to be. That place is a little bit different than it used to be. It's not the little benign characters they had back in when I was a child. Back in the 50s, the little cartoon characters and such, they got all kind of demonic stuff coming out of there now. Of course, there's demonic activity all the way around. You look around your neighborhood. You can look around your household. You can look around your family. There's all kind of demonic activity going on right now. People that are not serving Christ, have not been set free by his blood, they're living for Satan. That's right. If they don't have God, Almighty God, as their Heavenly Father, then they have Satan as their daddy.
Amen.
Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. He told them just like it was. If you're not serving God, you're serving Satan. And to a lesser degree, you're serving self. You want to satiate. You want to satisfy. You want to feel the deepest, darkest desires within your heart. The Bible says, a heart of man is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? We think we've got it hidden. We think we've got it stored away. We think we've got it camouflaged. But God himself sees exactly how we're living. He knows what we're carrying about in our heart and in our soul,
yes,
and in our evil minds. And it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to wash all those sins away. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to cleanse and purge our conscience, oh, from all that sin and that evil activity, oh, and that storehouse of filth. Do you hear me today? It might be called the magic way. It might be called the curious arts, but it's all based on demonic activity that comes straight from the pit of hell, and we need to be cleansed and purged if we ever want and think we'll ever make heaven our home. I don't know about you, friend. I want to make heaven my home.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Yes, amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. So, Ephesus was known as the magic kingdom of the world. but the Bible says, Brother John the Baptist said it, and then Jesus Christ himself said the same thing in Matthew 3. John says, repent. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is when he was on his testimony and in his ministry. He's baptizing folks, and even then they came confessing their sins. Just like these Ephesians would come confessing their curious arts. And all that means is it's like their incantation books and their book of charms, their book of spells. It's like a form of witchcraft. And the power that they had was not the power of God. The power they had was not the power of man. The power that they were exhibiting in their lives and touching other people, making them believe in a false doctrine, was the power of Satan himself. Do you hear me today?
That's right.
And that when they came and confessed their sins, and they even showed the proof of their sins, you hear me today? When you confess, you're confessing all that old filth you've ever been involved in. You're repenting of it. And when you say you repent, that means you turn away from it. That means you change your mind. Do you hear me today? I know the Bible says godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. I know when God laid that heavy burden of sin upon me, he let me know I was overburdened with sin. I was carrying about a weight I could not carry. I was carrying a weight I could not shirk off of my shoulders. It took Almighty God to bear that burden. Do you hear me today? He did it on the cross of Calvary for you and me, my friend. If he's dealing with you today as you hear this broadcast, this little podcast today, praise God, will you give it to him? He's the only one who can carry it. He's the only one who can take it. He's the only one who can cast it into the sea of God's forgetfulness. Praise God. They brought all these curious arts. It said it added up to what? I think 50,000 pieces of silver. And, you know, in a modern-day vernacular, that would be several million dollars. Can you imagine that? They gave that up because it was trash anyway. If Jesus said if you inherit the whole world and lose your soul, you know, what good is that to us? He will satisfy you with things, many blessings.
Yes, he will.
You can have a little house on the corner. You can have a little house in the wilderness. If it need be, you can have a little old place, a little tent to dwell in and have a happy home. Do you hear me today? If you're trusting in the Master, if you have Jesus in your heart. But he will bless you. He will help feed you. He will help clothe you. He will help give you that wisdom that comes from Almighty God. Well, you know how to live and you have peace in your mind. You hear me today? When they came and gave up those old books of incantation, they would cast spells on people. Do you hear me today? Just like the devil. You know, if any of it worked, it was dark power that was at work. When any of it did work and the people perceived that they had some kind of answer, they would cast money at these people's feet. And they had a lot of money. But money doesn't make you happy, friend.
Amen.
Money and possessions, they do not make you happy. Oh, conquering a way of life. If you make a conqueror, if you become a conqueror in this old world, it does not satisfy your soul. Because our souls were created by Almighty God. And the only thing and the only one who can satisfy our soul is Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
He's the only one who can give you peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
But you see, when these things work, a lot of times they did not actually work. But as long as their customers, as long as the people around them who followed them and doted on their teaching, as long as they had the perception, that little bit of belief that these spells work, they would pay these folks an enormous amount of money, and they would collect this money, and they were living for the devil. You hear me today? But when Brother Paul, amen, started moving and working under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God in that town of Ephesus, and he took up residence there for 2 years, and God took him by the hand and led him through the town, And he started healing people in the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me today? Because there's no healing can come, truly come, and survive except by the hand of the Master. Do you hear me today? And he was getting people healed. He was getting people saved. As I said, when you repent, it means you change your mind.
Amen.
Have you ever heard the phrase, you must be out of your mind? Amen. Legally, ethically, and every other way, morally, before I came to Jesus, I was insane. Do you hear me? I was a crazy man. Some out there today say, well, you sound like a crazy man now. No, I'm only possessed by the power of Christ today. I'm bought by Jesus' blood. I belong to Him. He said, you are no longer your own. You belong to me, son. If you belong to Jesus, you'll do some things that might seem odd to some people, but you go on and do them, brother. Sister, you go ahead and carry on, because if you're doing it in the power of the Holy Spirit, everything's going to be all right. Do you hear me today? They used to sing, I've got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Those in Ephesus saw the miracles that Jesus was doing. They saw the miracles that God was doing through his servant to the Gentiles, old brother Paul. And they came and they brought those curious hearts. They repented. They turned away from the sin. They changed their mind. They finally got in the right mind. I'm talking to somebody out there, I believe today or tonight or whenever this is, even if it's years after it's recorded, even if it's years after I've gone on to glory, and I'm in heaven right now. Praise God. You go ahead and receive this. You repent. You change your mind. You get in your right mind. And you can only do it when you're born again. Can you say amen?
Yes, amen.
Those people were becoming born again. See, some of them followed after the ways of John the Baptist. Paul, and some here in the scripture, he met them, about a dozen of them. And he said, have you received the baptism and the Holy Ghost? I know some people who've been seeking after the baptism and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I just say, you hang on to the Master.
Yes.
You hang on to the hem of his garment. He wants us to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because you receive power from on high. Jesus told his disciples, you tarry here until you receive the promise of the Father. He said, ye shall be baptized in the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Do you hear me? Somebody hang on to that promise today. Not many days hence, you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You will be endued with power. Somebody say power.
Power.
Say power.
Power.
You will be endued with power from on high. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Brother Paul was walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why he did not fear man. You better not fear what man can do with you, to you. They can do a lot of things to you, but all they can do ultimately is kill you. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to die. Well, I tell you what, they say, if you die in the service of the King, that's a good death. Do you hear me today?
Yeah.
If you die serving Jesus Christ, all you're going to do is just take that last breath. If they take your head off like they did Brother Paul, if they run you through with a sword, if they line you up against a wall, shoot you dead, if they poison you, if they hang you by your neck until you are dead, and they always say, may God have mercy on your soul, you can say, he's already had mercy on me. He's already saved me and set me free. I'm ready to take that last breath because I know I'm going to step right on over Jordan. I'm going to go on to Canaan land.
Yes.
I'm on my way to Canaan land. I'm on my way to glory. Praise God. So you hang on to that. You repent. You turn away from sin. You change your mind. Get in your right mind. Get in your new self. You'll be born again. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He'll give you a new mind. He'll give you a new tongue. He'll give you a new heart. He'll give you a new soul. He'll even recreate these bodies. He can heal your body. Do you hear me today? He can raise you up off of that bed of affliction. More than that, he can raise you up off of that body of sin. Let it go, my friend. Repent. Turn away. Change your mind. Say, I want to try a new way. I want to try a living way. I want to try a victorious way. I want to try a joyful way. I want to turn away from those curious hearts. I want to turn away from the book of incantation. That's the same old trash. Oh, you see it all over TV and in the movies and on the video and on the computer and everything, yeah, even on my little phones. Oh, God help you when you look stuff up. Sometimes they'll redirect you to somewhere else. That's some old foul, demon-possessed website. I'm going to tell you, open that Bible up and read that Bible. I heard a testimony today where a man had a Bible many years, and he kept it hid away. Well, one day he got it out and brushed off the dust from the Bible, and he opened it up and started reading it and started highlighting pieces here and there. And after a time, he changed his mind. He repented of his sins. He came out of the cult. He came out of the ways of legalism. Yeah. He got saved. He got set free. And a little later, his wife got set free.
Amen.
And they're still witnessing to their family. You say, oh, I got to have my family. Oh, I got to have my family. Well, sometimes your family don't want you. Amen. Sometimes this world, they don't want Amen. You. But you know who does want you? Jesus.
Amen.
Just say with me today, Jesus wants me.
Jesus wants me.
Jesus died for me.
Jesus died for
Jesus
me.
Jesus has set me free.
Yes, he has.
Jesus is coming back to get me.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you, get rid of those curious hearts.
Yes.
Get rid of all that magic. It's the same picture in the Old Testament. Where Moses came to Pharaoh. God had blessed him and showed him all these things to show Pharaoh. And Pharaoh tried to emulate all this stuff. Remember when God told him how to throw down the serpent? He said, pick up the serpent. You know, it became a rod in his hand again. Throw down the rod, it became a serpent. He told him, pick it up. And then the Egyptian astrologers, you hear me? Mm-hmm. Same kind of way that those folks had the curious arts, the books of incantation, jugglery, they would call it. Like you think of people juggle, you know, how they juggle is a trick. They take your eye off of this off the ball, let's say, and they could hide something on you. And they would try to recreate things. And they tried to do the same thing that Brother Moses and Brother Aaron, the first high priest, did. So when they threw that rod down, it became a serpent. And they did the same thing. But then the rod of old Brother Moses, let's say the rod of God, ate up those other serpents. Do you hear me today?
Amen.
Showing that God had power over the serpents. God had power over man, and God certainly has power over
amen.
Satan. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Satan
yes,
is powerful, but he's not all powerful. God himself is omnipotent. He is all powerful. He's also omnipresent. That means he is everywhere.
Yes.
No matter where you're at, I don't care if you're in the lowest of lows, the depths of despair, he can reach his lovely hand down and lift you up. He'll lift you up, as that old song says, above the shadows. He'll lift you up past the mountaintops. He'll lift you up to glory. He'll lift you up to his bosom if you just cry out. You repent. You change your mind. You get in the right mind. They might have said one time, that boy is out of his mind. Yeah, I was living like a crazy man. But Jesus set me free. Do you hear me today? He'll give you a new mind.
Yes, he will.
He'll give you peace in your heart that passes all understanding. Do you hear me today? Praise God. I don't know how far we're going to get. I feel good today. You feel good out there? I hope there's at least one out there listening. And you can say amen, brother. Preach it on.
Amen.
Amen. Preach it on. Let's just get with the Lord. I pray your mind is being changed. And you can give up all that stuff. All these people brought $several million worth of stuff and gave it up. And they were glad because they knew it was filthy attachment. It was filth attached to their souls. Evil that was guiding their path, guiding their direction. You know, it's good to have God lead you, guide you, and direct you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn real quick if we can. Amen. To, let me see, we were in Acts. Amen. You know, God's word is strong. His word, Jesus was the word of God, and he became flesh and dwelt among us, the Bible says. And he was witnessing to the folks. This is after his decease, after he had been crucified, after he went to the tomb, after he was resurrected, after he stayed 40 days on earth and went back, ascended back to glory. 10 days later, day of Pentecost, he sent the baptism of the Holy Ghost as he promised. It was the promise of the Father. You know, God is not a man that he should lie. He does not lie, and he does not have to lie.
Amen.
He lives by his word. You know, mankind can fail you. They can maybe mean something at a time, but their word can fail. You know, our will can fail. We need our will to crumble and be taken over by the will of God and live by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Amen. But Paul had been there working 2 years. Amen. There in Ephesus, the magic kingdom, let's say, the magic capital of the world. That's the way they wanted it. They loved it like that. But they needed a better way. We need a better way, and it's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me see here. 19, I was back in the Acts again a little bit. Let me see here. See, as I said, some live by the baptism of John. Let me go back and read a little bit here in 19, chapter 19. Amen. And I'll go ahead and start in verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, he was a great orator, great man, very learned, but he had not at the time received the true revelation of Christ. He was using the Old Testament. He had not been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Brother Paul had. It says, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Where there is a Holy Ghost, he is the third person of the Trinity of God. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Remember, even when John, before he baptized Jesus, he was preaching to the people. He was a voice in the wilderness, crying in the wilderness. And it said people came confessing their sins. You see, you gotta come, repent of your sins, change your mind, turn away, and you got to confess your sins before Almighty God. You don't have to tell everybody in the street corner. You don't have to get on the computer, tell everybody what you've done, all this stuff, evil you've done. They know it. Everybody has done some things. We'd be all shocked and surprised, probably. We'd have that shocked look on our face if some people told us what they had done, but then we'd turn around and tell them what we have done, and they'd be shocked too. You can't shock God. Do you hear me today? You cannot shock God. He knows how evil man can be. Since the fall in the Garden of Eden, man has been walking in depravity. Do you hear me? Because we have been away from God. You got to embrace the Master. You got to come to God. Like the little woman who needed a healing for the issue of blood. She said, if I, talking of Jesus, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She had repented. She had changed her mind. She had gotten in the right frame of mind, knowing that that he was the Savior. Do you know he's the Savior today?
Amen.
Do you want him as your Savior today?
Yes.
All you have to do is confess your sins to him. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your sins. Have a new change of mind in your life. And say, Lord, will you come and save me? Lord, will you set me free? And guess what? He will set you free. He is the one who can break the chains. He's the one who can set you free. He's the one to put a song in your heart. Oh, we sing a new song, the Bible says. The angels cannot sing it, but we can sing it today if we're born again. If you're a child of God, if you're a saint of the living God, you don't have to be canonized by a church or an organization. When you are saved and set free and washed whiter than snow in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a saint. Do you hear me today? Oh, we may not live like them all the time, but maybe they didn't live like the saint themselves many times. Oh, I hope you're hearing this today. Praise God. I think my neighbors are, but maybe they'll get a hold of it too. Praise God. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized, it says here, in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus. That means in the authority. Remember, these were all Jews coming out to know Christ by the authority that's in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself would say, he would say earlier, you know, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We don't have to get into doctrinal issues or debates, but I like to go by what Jesus said. Praise the Lord. But at this time, this is what Paul did. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. What do you think they prophesied about? I believe it's about the one who saved them, don't you?
That's right, amen.
They were glorifying God. God will get a hold of me sometimes, and I'll start speaking in tongues. And it's not from the initial evidence of being filled in the Holy Ghost, which they received in the upper room. Praise God. It's just my prayer language. I'm just praising my master. I'm close to him. It's like right at his feet. You hear me today? And it's just a blessing to be able to do that. The Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. There were about 12 of them. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly, listen to this, for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers different ones were hardened, the hearts of the people were hardened, in other words, they were in that magic kingdom, remember? They were in that magic capital. And believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Went to somebody's house or school, and he was set up church there. And this continued by the space, remember I said earlier, of 2 years, so that all that which dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And go on here a little bit longer. It says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. This is verse 11 of chapter 19 of Acts. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. That's why we use prayer cloths. We believe the anointing is still here today as it was in the time of Paul. And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. I tell you, I love that it says they were brought, these, so that from his body were brought these handkerchiefs and aprons. They had the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So somebody had to take these handkerchiefs or these pieces of cloth, do you hear me, like prayer cloths to other people. Can you imagine? I just have it in my mind's eye that there are different ones that were taking these prayer cloths, these handkerchiefs and these aprons that were taken from the great apostle Paul's body and had the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon them, saturated with God Almighty. One of the granddaughters used to say when we would apply the olive oil and praying over somebody, as the Bible teaches, she would say, "God, Papa, you're going to use God's lotion?" Amen. Well, I want to tell you, Jesus showed them the way, how the power of the Holy Spirit would overtake them and possess them, if you will. Not an evil possession, but a holy possession. God wants to take possession of your tabernacle. He wants to take full possession of your soul. They would be carrying these prayer cloths, let's say, down the street to somebody, out to the outskirts of Ephesus, on the edge of town, to some poor soul that needed a touch. I believe the one who carried that got a blessing too, because you're bringing some more good news of the gospel. And that's what the gospel means. It means good news. I've got good news to bring. I've got good news to share. I'm going to tell you about Jesus who came to set you free. Here we have some prayer cloths from the body of Brother Paul, who came to Jesus himself and God anointed to be a great apostle. And the anointing saturated that brother. I don't know if it came out in the sweat of his pores, but that cloth that had been on his body was an anointing cloth. Do you hear me today? It had the power of the Holy Spirit upon it. And when the people received it with the prayers of the saints and then trust and belief in Jesus Christ, which is essential today, you got to have trust and believe. When you believe, you can receive. Can you say amen? I believe that person bringing that prayer cloth, that apron, that handkerchief, got a blessing himself or herself. And then the person who was the receiver of that dear blessing from God, via the Apostle Paul, they got their healing. They got the deliverance. They were in the right mind when they were out of their mind. Do you hear me today? Oh, they got the power of the Holy Spirit overcoming them. Oh, any demonic powers and spirits had to let go and leave because they could not dwell in a person who had received Jesus Christ and a touch of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost of God can drive all those demon spirits out, just like they were cast out of Legion and went into the hogs. Do you hear me today? And the hogs had to go down into the water and drown. But the man was a survivor. Oh, Legion became a survivor. He had been naked and running in the tombs, in the graveyard, cutting himself with stones, blood going everywhere. He just wanted to die until he met Jesus. And it said he came and worshiped him. And Jesus cast those demons out of him. And later when the people came out from the village and they found that man who had been naked and crazy and wild, and they could not tame him before, they tried to tear him up and have chains upon him, and he would break the chains. They saw this man as a peaceful man now. He had his clothes on. You say, where did he get his clothes? I don't know. He was with Jesus. Where do you think he got them from? Jesus will give you, amen, clothing. He'll give you food. He'll give you sustenance. He'll give you an anointing. He'll give you peace. He'll give you victory. Do you hear me today? They found him seated at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind. Repent. Change your mind. Come to Christ today. Amen. I'm going to leave it there. I believe we've been going on a while. I got more in me, but praise God, I may share it a little later. But just repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he spoke that, when John the Baptist spoke it, he spoke of Jesus. When Jesus spoke it, he spoke it of the Holy Father in heaven, who he had sent. Do you receive him today? Will you receive him today? Amen. The one who went to the cross for you. I'm so glad that he went to the cross for me. Some in Ephesus worshiped Diana. They called her a goddess. And all the silversmiths made their money selling little icons of Diana. And they got upset with Brother Paul and all the Christians there too. God was at work. When God's at work, the devil don't like it. He's going to raise people up to try to dissuade you. He's going to raise people up to try to hate you. And they will hate you. That's all right. If you're not doing anything for the Lord, they'll leave you alone. Let's try to do something for our master today. I trust you know him. I trust you love him. I trust you received him. Hallelujah. Because he is. He loves you, my friend.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Jesus loves you with that pure and holy agape love, that righteous love, that eternal love. I pray you'll change your mind and you'll change your way. And only you can only do it through the power of the Holy Spirit, having Jesus come to live within you. Just ask him to save you and set you free. Praise God. We'll be back with you soon with another broadcast, podcast of Hosanna Shout. Hosanna, save us now. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen? God bless each and every one of you. We'll speak to you soon. We love you. God bless. Amen.